Michael.
Log Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up!
By my co-host Craig. What's going on, Craig?
Greetings and salutations, Edward. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. And we also have our other co-host on the line, Katrera. What's going on, Katrera?
Not much.
Yeah, it seems like it's been kind of a slow week, and that's weird considering there's UFC and WWE in the same week, if I'm mistaken. But other than that, it's been a kind of a slow week.
I know usually I'm way more active during UFC weeks.
Oh, yeah, we know that. We know you're like the biggest fan of all time. And I know Craig's excited because his little friend is fighting on Saturday.
My little friend.
Well, he's a little dude, and you said you met him, so it'd be nice to say he's your friend. So he's your little friend. Especially standing next to you, I'm sure he really looks little.
Just because I met him does not mean he's my friend.
Oh. Well, I'm trying to give you a compliment. I'm trying to tell you that, hey, Craig's so awesome that you meet him one time and you're his friend.
Well, I built cabinets for the
family. It tells everybody that everybody he meets there is friend. That's what he's saying, right?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at, yeah.
No. There's people I know and then there's close personal friends. And, you know, there's a difference.
I see.
But, regarding our show last week, which I thought was a great interview with Dave Prezak, even though someone didn't bother to plug it on the Brian Vinny show. I kind of wish I had heard about the story before we did the show with Dave, so I could have asked Dave, and I'm sure you're not here. You guys haven't heard about this, but apparently there was another podcast from another website. And they do like a women's podcast. And I think one of the girls on that show used to do some shows with Stevie J on Angry Marks. I'm not too sure. And then another person that they had on the show is just a whacked out feminist that goes to the Simmer shows. But apparently there was a big controversy because the feminist went on the podcast and talked about how there are near rapes and possible rapes, and what's it going to do to get protection for these girls from these crazy psycho fans at the after parties. And I thought that was kind of ridiculous because, yeah, like someone's actually going to have the balls to try and near rape Soraya Knight or Jessica Havoc or a few of these other chicks. But I thought that was pretty fucked up. What was really funny about it, and the only reason I knew about it is I was on Twitter, and I saw Alice in Danger kind of make a post regarding this. You know, like, did I really read to get a transcript where I'm reading about near rapes and rapes at the Shimmer after party? And then the person who said this and the other girl from the show, they defend themselves. They're like, that's not what we said. We didn't say that and this and that. That's not true. And did they send you wrong information? And then Danger goes, well, I trust the person that sent it. Well, they're wrong, and this and that. And then Alice and Danger fucking timestamped the fucking year rape comet, dude. So then, within, I guess within minutes, the show got pulled and is no longer available to the world. But, yeah, so it's just so absurd. Like, shit like that's going on, and Praise X going to allow shit going on. If I was Dave, I'd be like, I didn't abandon that girl from the building, if anything. You know what I mean?
Grief. I don't know what it is with all the drama on the websites as of late.
Speaking of, let's talk about some of that. I mean, we have to go into great deal. I mean, no one knows really full stories, but basically within one night, basically, the website lost two different, I guess Todd doesn't have his own show, but they basically, Mike Coughlin got fired, and Five Star Radio will no longer be on the website. And apparently, Todd either quit or maybe he got fired too, who knows? But there's no longer a Todd Martin show on the website. And then last night, somebody posted a photo of Bix, so Bix lost his mind and went crying to Brian to have a bunch of posts deleted and have one of the guys banned for using a photo that he's actually used as a public photo at Bleepport or whatever the fuck it's called. But yeah, it's like you got one guy quitting, one guy getting fired, one guy freaking out. It's like, it's a pretty sad when I'm the most sane staff member on F4W website.
Who is?
Me.
Nobody
knows. Even more than Craig, because Craig's a ticking time bomb. I know he's going to unload and quit or get fired pretty soon. I can just feel it coming.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of time until I lose it.
Well, what did they leave for? What did Coughlin and Todd leave for?
Well, basically, there was a thread on the board about Ronda and WWE, and those two dudes had never got along, and Todd is very thin-skinned, and he likes to dish it out, but you can't say anything to him or else he gets freaked out and pissed off. So basically, Todd's being Todd. Coughlin kind of calls him out on his comments or whatever. Todd calls Coughlin a cunt. Coughlin was drunk, so then he unleashes a tirade of different insults back to Todd. The final one being, it was an insult, then it was like a PS, and your mama's fat. And then Todd responded, my mom's dead, you psychopath. And then apparently he went to the higher-ups, and then Mike Coughlin was fired for his behavior because they have to prove they don't pull show favorites or whatever, I guess. And so he's gone. And then Todd hasn't done any shows, or he hasn't posted on the board. And I think he made one little tweet saying that, I know I haven't said anything and I haven't answered anything, but answers will come in the future or something like some very overdramatic thing about that. So he's probably gone. And then, like I say, Vic's just crazy, you know, so he freaked out for no reason, you know. But, yeah, it's absurd. I mean, it's just like, I almost feel bad for Brian, but it's kind of a part of me is like, ha-ha.
Yeah, and before I get any more tweets or Facebook messages or emails, I know nothing about this, and nor do I want to.
Is this thread still on the board?
Have you gotten a lot, Craig? I mean, like are you exaggerating, or have you really gotten a lot?
About two dozen.
Damn, that's even more than me.
This thread isn't still on the board, is it?
The original was not on the board, but if you go to MPI, there's like 1,000 Todd threads on there.
Okay. I never go to MPI. I don't know. I'm never that bored.
Yeah. But it's actually been very entertaining the last week or two. It's something I hadn't been in a while, but yeah.
I see a thread about somebody wanting to know if they should run off Jim Bob from the board. That's what I did.
Which is
probably
like
a bad idea. He's creepy.
Well, anyway. A lot of creepy dudes. Anyway, but yeah, it's been the board has been, or the craziness from Brian Alvarez's staff has been ridiculous. You see, all his favorites cause trouble, but the red step-headed child of the family, myself, you know, I never cause any problems or anything like that, but, you know, I get shunned, and, you know, he has to play his favorites. And
how many emails did you send him by doing your own show now that there's two vacancies?
No emails, but a couple tweets.
Oh.
I'd be happy to argue with him. I'd be happy to argue and insult him on a weekly basis like Todd did. I'd be more than happy to do that. No one would be better at it than me.
I don't go to the board much anymore because good. It gets irritating. I always get drawn into something and it takes up too much of my time. So I don't do it no more. I go to Vinny's section and read about movies and shit. That's about it.
Speaking of which, that reminds me before I forget, because he's been bugging me to do this for him for a few weeks, and I always forget, but he never reminds me, but he did this week. But our good friend Dazza, one of our three listeners, or five listeners, but one of those, has been writing some I don't know what you call it, a blog, or just articles on different comic books, because he's a comic book fan and he wants us to plug www.comicconversations.com, and you can read his articles on there about, I think his first one was about how violent the X-Men Mutant Massacre storyline was.
I don't want any spoilers. I just want to show up to the blog and be surprised. I don't want any previews or nothing. So.
Okay. And there's also podcasts, and it's run by like three of the guys from the board, like Batman, Marvel K. I can't think of the names. They're not in front of me right now. But anyway, check out Saz's stuff and try not to give him some feedback, but don't give him no spoilers for the Star Wars preview.
Fuck that. That makes me want to do that. Want to give out spoilers.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
Well, you're a very, very rude person. But basically, since it was a slow week this week, we are basically just going to preview the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. I actually had to look up the name of what the pay-per-view was because I couldn't even think about it when I was setting up the show 10 minutes ago. But does anyone have a list of the matches that we can go over?
Got them right in front of me. And
let's go over the regular lineup.
The lineup is as follows. This weekend we have Extreme Rules 2015, and you can check out Extreme Rules this Sunday on the WWE Network. Or if you're a fool, as Michael Cole and John Bradshaw Layfield would say, you can check it out on pay-per-view too. So, whichever way, here are the list of matches for this weekend. Excuse me, fighting off a cold. Starts off with a kickoff show, which will start a half hour before the main pay-per-view. And the very first match on the kickoff show will be the New Day, the newly heel New Day, versus champions Cesaro and Tyson Kidd.
Who, unlike the New Day, who just became heels, they've been heels, but apparently now they're faces, even though they didn't tell anybody or do an angle or anything. They just got cheered on a couple shows in Europe, and now they are faces, much like the Bella's Phantom heel to babyface turn that also happened for this pay-per-view. But this should be a good match. Well, I guess it depends on what New Day is in there. As long as
if it's Big
one,
E
sure
and Kofi, it'll probably be good. I don't care much for Xavier Woods.
Yeah, I don't really care for Xavier Woods too much, but I will say this. When they did that angle where they beat the Lucha Dragons and he just popped up from under the rope and grabbed the legs, and he had that face where he's like, you know, like he's struggling with all his might. That was fucking 5 stars. I marked out for that. That was the greatest thing Xavier Woods has ever done.
They need to get Kofi out of that. He's better than that. He's probably the most underrated guy in WWE right now, I think.
Agreed. I think he's vastly underrated. But to take him out of the team would probably kill the team, to be honest with you.
That's fine.
Touché. Okay, and here's a list of the matches that will be on the main show. No idea what order these are going to go in, but we'll start with this one.
At least they didn't just head right out and beat the Lucha Dragons, since they're getting over pretty well. I'd hate to see them, like, actually lose or doing a count-out sign with me.
I'll tell you what, my wife and my son absolutely loves Lucha Dragons. When they are on the TV, they are both in the room. They have their full attention. So props to those guys for actually bringing my wife into the living room to watch wrestling again.
Kalisto's getting over really big.
Yeah, he's great. He's just great. Okay, so matches on the main show. No idea what the lineup or the spots for these will be, but we'll just go with this first. We have Dolph Ziggler versus Sheamus in a Kiss My Arse match.
Okay, before we get to the match, did y'all see the tweet or whatever that was, that he either was on either drunk or on some massive painkillers, because I couldn't really understand a damn thing it said other than you could tell he was unhappy?
I thought he was listening to Quiet Riot or something.
Right, he did have a couple lines from Quiet Riot. What did you think of that, Craig?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's some weird tweet. He always does some weird tweets. He's doing that all the time. But
I do know that Dolph is a huge hair metal fan. So if there are Quiet Riot lyrics in there, that's why. Because they play a game on the road. I remember listening to a Jericho podcast with him and Justin Roberts. They play a game on the road where him and Justin Roberts, obviously not now, and Zack Ryder will be listening to the hair metal station on Sirius Satellite Radio, and they try to guess what the next song will be. So they're huge hair metal fans, and they make a game out of this.
That sounds like tons of fun.
Well, anything to keep your anything to keep sanity on.
I thought it was just he's a fan of the Missing Link or something.
Yeah, I can't find the tweet. I don't see it.
Because he was quoting the lyrics to Metal Health.
Wow. Metal Health will drive you mad.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the match will be really good, but I don't understand the stipulation. I don't get it. Why did
especially
they throw
since,
it in there?
Since really, Sheamus shouldn't be losing yet, because he just got back, and a babyface shouldn't be losing that match either. He's not going to have to kiss somebody's ass. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
and, I mean, Ziggler is a danger to himself in matches. And now you're putting them in with a guy who has a rep for not being very safe. And unfortunately, we're losing an awesome match, or not, maybe not an awesome match, but at least we're missing Daniel Bryan because he had a fuck up Daniel Bryan. And
Daniel Bryan probably, a lot of that was probably Daniel Bryan fucking himself up too.
Yeah, it's probably a little of both. But, you know, Ziggler, like I say, he's dangerous on his own, let alone with somebody who hits real hard. So hopefully no one will get hurt. It should be a good match. I guess we're going to see a pasty white ass come Sunday or Monday or something.
I doubt that.
Yeah,
how do you kiss the ass? You can't. I mean, it's not fair if you kiss the trunk. You need to kiss the ass.
I don't think anybody's ass. And I think this is one thing where I don't think see anybody kissing anybody's ass.
Swerve.
Is there a different meaning to the word arse? Is there like a different definition in English than in European?
I think that's how they say it in Scotland. Or Ireland, or wherever the heck he's from. Okay. Next up, we have Dean Ambrose versus Luke Harper, the battle of the matching gear in a Chicago street fight.
This should probably be, this has a chance to be a show stealer just because both dudes are awesome if they give them enough time. And you know, they don't always have the same gear. Sometimes Dean has darker shirts on than the white beater, but I remember there was one week when, yes, they were wearing the same shit, and it was fucking hilarious because they both had jeans and a sweaty white beater. And, it should be good.
I think it'll be very good. I think it, like you said, I think it has the potential to steal the whole show. Hopefully they'll let them actually do some stuff. I know sometimes when you're in one of the prelim matches, they don't want you to go all out. But, I think it's going to be real good. And I'd imagine they're going to pull out some greatness, break some interest in the crowd, and so forth and so on. Contreras?
Yes, I will watch it.
Okay.
There's not much to say. I think Dean Ambrose will probably go over. So it'll be a good match. So.
Now, on the WWE website, they're still billing the Intercontinental Champion Daniel Bryan versus Bad News Barrett. Don't know that that's going to happen, but they're still advertising it. So make of that what you will.
Are they saying anything on there about health permitting? Because that's what they said Monday.
They don't. There's no disclaimer. There's no nothing. So maybe it happens.
Well, they did say on Raw that it might not happen. So
I see. Well, he's in there with a work guy that works a little bit snug. So I hope they keep that into consideration.
Hey, and thank goodness this was a good thing they didn't put him in the main event of WrestleMania again. Just said the same thing that happened last year that happened last year.
What happened last year?
Where he won the title and then got injured and had to give it up.
Oh.
In hindsight, WrestleMania and the main event was absolutely perfect. So I'm glad they went that direction.
Hey guys, we're actually getting a call here.
Sure.
I'll go ahead and put him on the line here. I'm guessing it's from Skype because I see a name. James, is this who's there? Hello, James. James, we're having technical difficulties. If you want to call back, try call back. Maybe we'll get a better line. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. I heard him like once, like really briefly, but you know how Skype
is.
Sometimes it just doesn't
work
right. So, yeah.
Alrighty. So, Divas Champion Nikki Bella will be facing Naomi. I'm sure this will go on right before the main event.
You know, normally
they faces now. Are they like
apparently
faces
now they are because Naomi's went heel, but they didn't bother to inform everybody. They just figure everyone will figure it out on their own, I'm guessing. But usually I'll say how this will be the real main event or this will be 5 stars. But I can't say that this time because in all honesty, Naomi sucks. I mean, just because someone's athletic doesn't mean they're any good. She basically screws up everything she does. She either jumps too high or not enough or she's out of control. And I'm really sick of hearing all this Naomi hype because she's never showed me anything other than one good match with AJ Lee when they were doing the NXT thing or whatever. But, she is no good. Nikki is great to look at, and she's actually a little underrated as far as I'm concerned. As far as the bubble bashing, I think they're a little better than that. And this will be average at best, and that's pretty much the most I can say about it.
I don't know. I think I'm good myself.
The thing with Naomi is she has her days. Some days she's on, and some days she's just not. And last couple weeks have been not. Although last week's match on Raw was okay. But, yeah, I think she just, maybe, but she's fine. I don't think she's anything too special, but yeah, I think the match will be, come on, we know what it is. It'll be eye candy and give Divas a chance. So
yeah, honestly, they should really send her back down to NXT for a year and just have her work long matches and just have her work on her work rate. I mean, everything else is fine. I mean, her promos actually wasn't too bad, considering she never really cut promos before, and she does have some, you know, she is a little charismatic, and you know, she can dance awesome, and she does look good, but just because I think she's so athletic, they put her in positions where she is nowhere near close to being. And she really needs to iron that shit out.
As the women, who cares?
That
is true. Okay. The one you've been waiting for.
They are deserving of respect sometimes.
Okay, thank you.
Speaking of women wrestlers, my very good close personal friend, Mia Yim, is debuting on Impact tonight, which unfortunately I don't get, so I can't see it. I have to find it later. But yes, there's a new knockout in town, and she's taking over TNA if they last more than a couple weeks.
Do her checks clear?
As far as I know, yeah. She hasn't. She's only really done, for the taping, she's only done, like, those iPay-per-views, those, you know, the ones that are, like, the specials. And I think that's part of the reason why the checks bounced, because they pretty much paid all those off, and it kind of, that's what interfered with the regular wrestlers' pay, is they paid everyone to do those. That's what screwed everything up.
I think they took over the production crew more than the wrestlers in their pay.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
What I read.
Yeah.
Yeah, debuting tonight, unemployed next week.
Hopefully not.
I'm just saying, that company's on the fast track to bankruptcy, if you ask me. Okay.
I can't remember that. I can't even tell you the last time I actually watched TNA.
Yeah, it's been a while for me, too.
Especially now that I can't even get it. Oh, go ahead.
All right. Getting back to the pay-per-view, the match that you've been excited to see, the match I've been excited to see, and most of all the match Brian Alvarez is waiting with bated breath to see. Roman Reigns is going to be wrestling the Big Show in a Last Man Standing match.
You know, I hope Roman Reigns and the Big Show wrestle every pay-per-view, every Raw, every SmackDown for the rest of my life, just so I can hear Brian miserable and complain about it.
Well, that's a sad thing to say.
I'll tell you.
He's more. You know what's more annoying than watching Roman Reigns in the Big Show all the time? Hearing Brian bitch about it.
I don't know. I don't listen to shows anymore, so I don't never hear this bitching. So.
Well, he does. But you know what? This Big Show Roman Reigns thing. It's never been working. The matches just don't work as far as getting Roman Reigns over. And there's been some progress, you know, in some cities he's actually been over. And they've been kind of keeping it short. No fucking, you know, him. He's not saying super, you know, he's not saying whatever the fuck, his Disney or cartoon bullshit that he was a few weeks ago. But this is the absolute worst fucking match you can put him in, because the thing with Roman Reigns, what you want to showcase is his explosion. That's his Superman punch, his spear, his dropkick to the guy in the ring on the apron, stuff like that. This match is going to be so fucking plundering, because basically you've got to knock the guy down, knock him out, and then he's got a 10 count to get up. A very slow, dramatic 10 count at that. And it's just going to kill the match, because it's the total opposite of what you need to do to get Roman Reigns over, as far as I'm concerned, in a match.
Oh, I think since WrestleMania, Reigns is has kind of gotten over pretty well ever since WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem that big backlash that there was before.
Yeah, but I'm more saying the match itself. You know, Last Man Standing is not a match to get him over because there's going to be a lot of nothing's going to be happening for a lot of the match.
Usually, Last Man Standing are pretty good in WWE, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too down on it.
I've seen them do the match at a house show, and it was actually very good. I saw them do it on Raw, I think twice now, and it was okay. But I have to agree with Ed. I think the stipulation is kind of handicap them having a really good match.
Yeah, there's just going
to
be like a lot of dead time.
I don't know why we didn't in the first place because, I mean, didn't he just like beat him 2 weeks ago or something like that? Or he beat him Big Show I don't know how many times. I don't know. Just the same old WWE stuff. Doing the same matches over and over is irritating.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, next up. This one will be fun, I think. United States champion John Cena will be facing Rusev in a Russian chain match.
Yeah, it'll be good. Cena always comes through on the pay-per-views. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Rusev's been good. And, you know, it's all who's going to get the sneaky, you know, because usually I think you had mentioned how, like, the babyface always gets the win when he sneaks up and hits the turnbuckle. But that's only half the time. The other half the time is the bad guy ends up kind of doing the same thing and winning by default, being kicked into the last one. So,
right. Really,
it could go either way. This is a match where I wouldn't mind there not being a no-blood rule because, you know, this is the kind of match where you could have a little blood, but probably not going to do that. But I think it'll be all right. I mean, it ain't going to be Roddy Piper Valentine, but then again, that match is, what, 30 years ago plus, and it's never been anyone ever come close to it. But I think it'll be all right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good match. Cena always steps it up on pay-per-view. Always. And I think it's going to be fine.
I've been enjoying him as a champion with Open Challenge every week. It's
yeah.
good stuff, I think. He's done a lot
yeah,
of that fighting.
I have to agree. He's had the better matches on Raw every week, to be honest.
I'm kind of surprised I kind of figured the Extreme Rules, they may go with like an I Quit match or something. That seems to be the match they should do. You know, with both guys having submission holds and stuff like that. So,
they could do that on the next one. They could have Rusev, like, you know, kind of get the, you know, kind of like luck into the win by being kicked into the last turnbuckle to get the win. And then you could have it all decided on an I Quit match. That way there's a decisive win.
That thing looks stupid. Sorry. Am I the only one who thinks that thing looks dumb?
What's that?
It doesn't look as any
the
worse than any of the other things he does.
That thing looks stupid.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. If he did it with more grace, like one of the cruiserweights, you know, if it was more explosive, it'd be great.
It looks like, okay, this is choreographed. I know this person's going to be there when I land. I'm going to hit him with a stunner. It doesn't look like just a wrestling move. It just looks dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to springboard backwards off the ropes and hit a stunner. I'd just hit the elbow. I'd have more luck, probably. You know, whatever.
Okay, and we're on the main event. We have Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. It will be a cage match, but the RKO has been banned for the evening.
I see what they should have done was when Seth gave his stiff with the RKO being banned, then Randy should have come back with an old board match who could fuck him.
Mm.
That's
Yeah, I got you.
I hate to imagine where you'd ban the guy's hold. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I hear you.
At least it's a cage match, so you know different strategies, and most of the time you're trying to get out of a cage, but still, I don't like when they take away the guy's they took away Seth's too, so what am I saying, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to do pinfall submission or escape the cage. Nothing better than a babyface trying to climb out of a cage and run away from his opponent. But it would be a good way to get Seth Rollins out of the cage, let him win, and still keep Randy Orton strong, which means Kane is probably going to have to turn.
It's 2015. We're building a match around Kane in the main event. My God.
He was awesome on Raw.
Well, that's my fault.
He's actually been awesome for a while. I don't care what anyone says.
He
did that shit with Larry the Cable Guy. That
was
awesome.
Wrestling gear. Get him back in the wrestling gear, please. He looks so stupid.
Well, why don't you donate to that Get Kane Some Gear GoFundMe campaign?
Because I'm not stupid. I'm not donating some GoFundMe bullshit.
Well, the money's supposed to go to Kane for some wrestling gear. You know,
he's
only
got
$5.
But don't want
maybe,
him to wear
maybe
it.
Donate.
Put him out there.
Maybe he got rid of it. Maybe he sold everything on eBay and he needs to get some new fucking board shorts or something.
Yes, yes, he sold them on eBay.
Dude, don't. I've seen WWE Hall of Fame rings on fucking sale on eBay.
Yeah, because you got a bunch of. Bunch of goofballs that don't save their money, so they go hot the ring. Kane's been employed for like 20 years. I don't think he's low in cash.
Maybe he has like a meth problem and he wasted all his money on drugs.
Okay.
But yeah, donate to this GoFundMe and you can get him some gear and then you don't have to complain no more.
He's got gear. He just don't have him wearing it, dumb shit.
Okay. Yeah, so I think the match is going to be really good. I can't see these two having a bad match. Expect some kind of RKO after the fact on the Stooges. I just pray to the Lord above that we don't see Mercury or Jamie Noble diving off the top of the cage to eat a stunner. Those guys are retired for a reason. So please don't let that happen.
That one thing on Raw where Renee read that one tweet and King of Storming in there and said, wait a minute, that was a private conversation. And they just look at Noble and he just puts his head down and turns away. That was fucking 5 stars.
That was pretty spectacular, to be honest.
Jamie Noble and Mercury are like constantly the best things on Raw.
They bring that whole Seth Rollins thing down for me. It's too much colony.
Man, you're just a negative Nancy today.
No, I just think you should have your world champion and have a bunch of goofballs around him. That's all.
You got a point.
Yeah, but they're entertaining goofballs, so I'd rather be entertained than not entertained.
Their geekiness rubs off on Seth Rollins. Because why would I hire those two goofballs to watch my back?
That's pay-per-view.
They made it laugh, so it's okay.
So that's pay-per-view. Check out Extreme Rules on WWE Network. Or if you're a fool, like Michael Cole and JBL would have you purchase it on pay-per-view. So there you go.
Has your son been watching Rock and Wrestling?
It hasn't even brought it up yet, so maybe.
The
I
what?
Think I like one showed up. Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling is on the network now.
Did they put all of them or just one of them?
I think just one. I don't know why they don't put just like the whole series up. That's why I say it's better than Netflix. No, you ain't. Netflix puts all the series up at the same time.
Yeah.
Don't randomly put up one episode every week or every 2 weeks and then just stop doing it for 6 months or something like that.
You know, if they were pushing it on Raw, you'd think they would put the whole thing. And there's only like one or two seasons. It's not like it was on that long.
Yeah, it was only two seasons. I think maybe like 30 episodes or something, 30, 40 episodes.
And then the most famous voiceover one's dead, so it's not like you got to worry about paying the Fresh Prince's uncle or anything.
That's right.
But
I've been watching Tough Enough 2 on the network. I wish they put the one up where Bob Holly beat the shit out of the one guy. But that's one of three. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of Tough Enough, did either of you guys see the Lucha Underground from this past week with Son of Havoc and Evil East, who were both cut from Tough Enough on the last one?
Did not. I haven't. I'm way behind on Lucha Underground.
What's Lucha Underground?
I knew that you were going to say that.
Something that you'd probably not enjoy. But I would actually go out of your way to see the main event, because I'm not going to stand here and tell you that the main event was great or an awesome match. In fact, the match itself, kind of bad. Not very good at all. But the ending of the match, and as crazy as the crowd was going, is one of the greatest endings ever. It was so fucking awesome. From the guy doing the dive, to Ivelisse having to hobble on one leg because she broke her ankle earlier in the match and she's kendo-sticking the shit out of a couple dudes. I mean, the ending of it is just, it's one of the most spectacular endings to a match ever, even though the match itself actually sucked. And Jesus Christ, I felt bad for Ivelisse because she broke her ankle like in the beginning of the match. And then
she legit broke her ankle.
I mean, it's been broken for months. You know, she's just barely got out of the boot of the cast like a couple weeks ago. But she can barely stand, and she's refusing to, like, you know, keep going. And every time she, like, moves awkwardly, she kind of, like, what, you know, moans in pain. You can tell she's fucking in serious fucking pain. But she keeps going, even does a dive. And at the very end, she's like hopping on one leg, kindle sticking the shit out of the two of the dudes. And the one dude did like a dive from like the roof or something. It was pretty impressive. It was actually, it's the greatest shitty match I ever saw.
There you go.
Basically.
Okay. So to fill up what you said the time for, an hour.
Wait, what?
You set the time for an hour?
Yeah, set the time for an hour. We got 15 minutes to go if we want.
Okay.
First game's going to start here any minute, so I don't mind ending the show pretty soon. In fact, I'm going to do the plugs already. Everyone, okay. Check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. Check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Couture and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio, and you can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's my last name, Proper, with the word jam after it. So Proper Jam on Twitter, and you can follow me there.
YouTube.com/Couture. I've got a bunch of stuff up there, so everybody go check it out.
Cool. Now, we don't have time to, of course, review that ECW show that someone suggested. Any other subjects we can discuss real quick before the main time runs out? Craig?
We got through the first season of Daredevil this week. It's an awesome show. Everybody, check it out.
That's on the to-do list. I haven't even started it yet. So, yes, I'm very much looking forward to that. I don't really have a whole lot. Next couple of weeks, next 2 weeks,
when you're going to need to figure out something for the show. I have a concert to go to next week. And the week after that, on the Friday after that, is my anniversary. And my wife asked if, you know, we could go get dinner or something like that.
Well, since she asked, I'm going to answer, and the answer is no. This show is more important than your 20th wedding anniversary or whatever it is.
22nd, but who's counting?
Okay. See?
Yeah.
See, you're not even counting, you know? So, I don't know. Maybe we can discuss this at a later date, and maybe we'll give you the night off to change it. But, I mean, it's not like it's a major event or anything. It's just a wedding anniversary. Come on.
Well, maybe I could, you know, just skip it, and you could, you know, cut my pay. Please.
Yeah. We'll discuss that, too. But,
okay.
What concert are you going to? And don't tell me Pearl Jam.
It's Pearl Jam related. So, there you go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll discuss that. Katrina, anything besides Daredevil? Because that's still on my to-do list, too.
After the show ended, checked out the Batman vs. Superman trailer. I thought it looked pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Really? It didn't do too much for me. I thought the Star Wars trailer, like, blew it out of the water as far as...
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's the given that's going to blow it out of the water. But still, I thought Affleck looked good as Bruce Wayne in the bat suit.
Mm-hmm.
For all those people complaining. So, uh-huh. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll see. I was not enamored with the last Star Wars movie. I did not like the Superman movie. I did not like the last Superman movie at all. So that's kind of a downer. But I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, I'm more excited for Star Wars and Avengers and all the other Marvel stuff more so than I am about Superman and Batman.
Apparently the one coming out next year that's like a spinoff from the Star Wars is going to take place between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope and deals with how they got the plans for the first Death Star or something like that.
Oh, okay. That actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There, speaking of comic books and things like that, they just released a picture of Jared Leto, the actor actor and musician Jared Leto. And it's got his new costume for the Joker. And if you go to Facebook right now, it's all over my feed. So
freaky.
Where's he playing the Joker at?
I have one of the
Sinister Six, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's like Joker and Haley and a few of the other main DC villains were like they're incarcerated, and they make a deal that if they go all superhero, that they'll get pardoned.
Well, who's the dumb shit that let them out with that deal?
I don't know. Whoever the dumb shit is that they cast to play the part in the movie.
Hey, you still been watching Gotham?
Yeah, I got caught up last night. That is amazing.
Yeah, that's really good.
I love that show. That, the Monday night's episode, I'm not going to spoil it because a lot of people watch it, but just to see the Riddler come to life and...
Yeah.
That creepy storyline about this serial killer who abducts women and tries to make them his wife and always seems to never work out, so he murders them, and now he's got one of Gordon's loved ones. It's creepy.
The thing that freaked me out the most was when they were in the prison. And Fish pulled her own eye out and still in the doctor's
face. Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome.
This show is... It's so funny because my wife likes it, and I think she's just watching it because I watch it, but we have to watch something else before we go to bed. So we can watch Gotham we can watch Gotham, but then we have to watch like Big Bang Theory or something after that. It freaks her out. But yeah, it's a tremendous show.
Yeah.
Very well written. Very good.
I'm actually not watched any of Gotham. I guess it's something I should check out in the future.
Yeah, it's really good.
One thing regarding the TV show is I fucked up on is, you know, I was super excited for Games of Thrones, and the night that it was on, I don't have HBO, so I went to, like, you know, stream it on the internet, and lo and behold, mm-hmm. there's not just the first episode, but somebody somehow downloaded four of them, and after waiting,
okay.
like, what seemed like an eternity to be able to watch Games of Thrones again, I watched all four at the same, one after the other, and now I got to wait another another 3 weeks before I can watch it again. So I was like, God damn, why did I do that?
That's actually kind of funny.
So you don't have HBO? You don't have HBO?
No, I don't have HBO.
Well, you got 14 episodes of Daredevil you can check out.
Yeah.
You have Netflix?
Actually, I don't have Netflix, but I'm going to get it in a couple months. Like Daredevil is like a Netflix exclusive, right? Basically.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Can you still? Because my mom gets the DVDs. Like she doesn't have the internet Netflix, but she gets the DVDs. Can I have her? If I don't want to wait to when I'm on vacation, I am gonna get the free month so I can watch every episode of Soap, because I heard that they have every episode of Soap on there. So I'm gonna watch Daredevil then. But you know, if I can get the DVD, I could probably start on it before.
I don't think they do DVDs if they aren't movies. I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Especially if they're originals that just came out. I don't think they do.
Yeah, but I'll see it eventually.
That's a good show. Of all the Marvel shows, it's like being on Netflix, it's really hardcore with like the violence and stuff. It's really
good. There like a couple other like Marvel related shows on Netflix besides Daredevil?
No, this is the first original. Original one.
Because
I'm pretty sure they're going to do
Iron Fist and Power Man or something.
I don't know. I seem to recall that something else is coming out. Like they're doing some sort of another Marvel show or something like that. So.
Yeah, there's something else coming out, but I can't remember what it is.
Cool. Well, the game's pretty much is on right now, so I'm getting a little distracted. So we'll go ahead and cut the show a little early this week, and. We will figure out what we're doing next week, and we'll let everyone know when the show will be. Any parting words?
Have a great weekend, everyone.
And we'll talk to everybody next week.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up! Tonight.